Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. I'm going to give you just a minute so you can focus on this next part. Psalm 56. And don't worry, we're reading the whole thing. So you don't have to worry, where are we starting? We're starting right there in verse 1 and going through the whole chapter. Everybody ready? Let's give it a shot. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I'm going to let that one slide. It may have been because I heard some deep bass voices that it sounded lower and lackluster, but it was okay. No, let's try it again. Man. Because sometimes we have to tell ourselves, convince ourselves, and remind ourselves, do we not? This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Thank you. I don't know where powerful right in the midst of that somewhere, but thank you all very much. We have to be reminded of this every now and then. We have to be reminded that this is the day which the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what we're going through. You know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about trials and tribulations and struggles we go through. And Paul said, these are light afflictions and they're temporary. Today's message is trusting God in trying times. Anybody have trying times in their life ever? Be it right now or whenever? It's a struggle. It's tough out there. David here is finding himself in troubling times again. Has anyone found themselves in troubling times again? Maybe repeat. Oh, you've only had it once in your life. Not one hand went up. Okay. And I'm going to try that again. Anyone find themselves in troubling times again ever? You've been through it and you've been through it again. Well, this is where David is. And he's writing this poem and he's talking about the troublesome times he's in. And he's been there before, back, oh, I don't know, 20 chapters or so. In the mid-30s, he was chapter of the mid-30s there. He was going through troubles. And it's kind of the same thing. And he goes through a few things, you know. And by the way, if you're trying to learn more about God and you don't have a study Bible, and maybe you can't afford one because, you know, Bibles are expensive, would you let me or Pastor Eric know? And we'll get you a good study Bible. But right down here, I have some great notes. And as I was studying over this several weeks ago, it has this nice thing in there. And it says, hey, when David is writing this, the structure of the poem is as follows. And it gives us nice little information about that, that we may not be able to decipher on our own. That's why I love a good study Bible. But it says the first one is, David cries out to God. Have we ever had a cry out to God? Who is our only hope? Not our last resort. We've tried Google. We Facebooked our friends. We went to a group of strangers and talked about it. We went to our coworkers and we talked about it. Okay, I'm going to turn to God now. No, God is our only hope, and David has a cry out to God. Then there's a confession. Listen carefully. There's a confession of trust in God. There is a confession of trust in God. Then number three, there's a description of the enemy's work. What is the enemy doing against me? Now listen to this. Then there is a confession of why David trusts in God during his troubles. There's a confession that he trusts him. Then there's a time where he confesses why he trusts in God. And I think that's important. And then number five, a vow to worship and praise God. So as we go through Psalm 56, starting in verse 1, it says, be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. And he's simply saying, God, there are people searching me out. There are people chasing me down. Now, we may not think, I've got a list and I can name them, Johnny, Sue, and Mary, and, you know, whatever. I can name these people pursuing me and trying to chase me down, God. But we can say there are people that are against me in general, that are against the way I believe or the way I feel. But David had specific people pursuing him. In verse 3, he says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Now, if we think back a few weeks to the message, I was talking about fear. And it said, do not what? Lose heart. We cannot lose heart as we're going through things. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Verse 5 says, all day they twist my words. Anybody ever have people that twist your words around to make you look worse, sound worse, be worse than you are? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. And when they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. You put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? Now, David, in saying that, says, God, I know I'm important enough to you that you take the tears that I have cried and you put them in a bottle. Because I matter to you, God. And let me tell you today, whatever you're feeling, whatever you are going through, you matter to God. Well, I want to matter to man. That's great. I do too. But in the end, I need to be sure I matter to God. Does he count me? Does he bottle my tears when I cry out to him? David said, you put my tears into your bottle. You number my wanderings. Are they not in your book? God, you've got this, right? You've got me marked down in your book. And you've got my wanderings and you've got my tears. He says, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. Ain't no grave can hold me down. Who was leading that march? Veda Bradshaw. I know it was. And I thought, man, what boldness. God, I'm marching my victory march. The enemy knows that march. And others of you joined in support and or in, hey, I'm just joining that victory march too because I need a victory march. When I cry out to you, my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. God is for you. Kisha, when she sings praises, and David, when you sing, we sing a song. He is for me. The blessing, I believe, is that song. He is for me. And we have to know that he is for you, no matter what. Verse 10, in God, listen carefully, in God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. Repeated twice. I will praise him. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You know, when fear comes in, it sometimes marks our lack of trust. It sometimes marks our unknown. You know, we don't know what that means, so we fear it. I don't know who they are and I don't know what they're doing here, but I fear them because I'm afraid what they may do. And some of that may be based on just not feeling good about ourselves. It may be based on past experiences. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Verse 12. Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Remember, ain't no grave. You have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? God takes and He marks our path. And He says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. He makes a path for us to walk. He says, I want the righteous to follow my path. Have you not kept my feet from falling? And maybe we can look at that and say, God, I've fallen many times. Okay. He's kept you upright, or kept you getting up time and time again, has He not? How many times will a righteous man fall? And we have to be there, and God is there. Now I look at this and I think Job went through some things as well. Job had a lot. And then God took it from him. He said, God, I want you to not play judge anymore. I want you to be the plaintiff and tell me what I have done to you. God, tell me. I don't want you to be the judge and judge me anymore. I want you to be the plaintiff and tell me, what did I do against you? And he said, you don't have to turn there. In Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And David, in the midst of his trouble, is saying, God, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This is a theme throughout the Bible, throughout people that face issues. Great leaders in the Bible. Things have come up against them, and time again they say, God, I will put my trust in you. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You know, as we go through things in our own life, we're flesh. We're flesh. We struggle with that up and down, in and out of emotions. And we struggle. God, I want to be strong. God, I want to be faithful. God, I want to follow you. But I'm in a moment of weakness. And a couple weeks ago I said, in our weakness is where he is strongest. If you are in a moment of weakness right now, that's when God is his strongest in your life. God, how can I trust you when these things have happened? What does that have to do with trusting him? Life begins and life ends. And in the midst of those two points is life. The good, the bad, the ugly. Well, not everyone has the same amount of struggles. I get it. But do we trust him no matter what it looks like? He's the artist. He's the potter. If you're hand making something, not everything is exactly the same. I'm a twin. Okay? We look pretty similar, very close together. A few of you others are twins. But even in twins, each one is made individually. God said, I made them with a slight difference. My twin brother, he made slightly uglier than me. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Each one is different. And God said, I made each one of you. And each one of you is my drawing, my pot that I have made. And each one is different and for a different purpose. Did you hear me? Each one is for a different purpose. A lot of times we are passionate about something. And we say, why aren't they passionate in here doing it with me? Because they don't have the same passion that you have. Because God built you differently. We all have our different gifts. That's why we love doing the gifts test. By the way, if you're here and haven't taken a gifts test, let me know. I'll get you one. And we'll find out what your strengths are and what your gifts are. And see how they can be used in building the kingdom. When God comes in your life, and you're Job, and you say, God, I've got it all. And all of a sudden you feel like, God, Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Though he slay you, will you vow to trust in him? What I love in the story of Job, again, as I was reading notes, it said he rediscovered what he thought was lost, but was never really lost. And he rediscovered God's love and God's salvation for him. And sometimes we think, God, we have lost this with you. And he says, I simply need you to open your eyes, open your mind, open your soul, and open your heart, and rediscover what was never really lost. Amen? Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message today. We thank you for David's testimony through his poem. Lord, to acknowledge the trouble that he was going through, to acknowledge the struggles and the pain. God, for him to understand where he was, for him to cry out to you, to confess his trust in you, to be aware of what his enemies were trying to do to him, but to give you glory through testimony and confession of why David trusted in you during his troubles. But God, at the end of that, no matter what, he made a vow to worship and praise you in the midst of the things he was going through. God, may we have the boldness to speak as Job spoke. Though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. God, I pray today, if there are those here today that need to call on you, that need to trust in you, that need to submit to you, God, that they have the boldness that Veda had to get up and do her victory walk and her victory march. That they would have boldness to say, I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way to a victory. God, today as we close out the 8th month of the year, we look back and say, what did we do with that 8 months? Did we pursue you deeper and greater? Did we study you more? Did we seek you? Did we look for answers? Did we talk with you? Then did we take time to listen to you? God, today, help us just to reflect on our walk with you. Help us to call out on you in Jesus' name. Amen.